Elizabeth Volkel is with us, the boys' tennis coach at Marblehead High School. And, they lost today to Beverly 3-2 for their first loss of the season, Beverly winning that Northeastern Conference title. But, Elizabeth, tell us a bit about the match today and some of the bright spots for Marblehead. Obviously, you guys had a great season. That was just your first team loss of the year.
That's right. It was our only loss in the in league matches. But Beverly played really well. They have a very good first singles player who went up against our player Justin Fea, who's one of our junior captains and has been taking the hit at number one all year for us. He's a really great athlete. He's a three-season athlete. So tennis isn't his first sport, but he gets out there and really fights. So we lost in one. We lost in two. Felix Litvak is another junior captain for Marblehead. Felix is just been rock solid in second singles for us all year. But he had a great comeback. He lost the first set, and then he was down 1-5 in the second and came back and almost clinched the second set. But unfortunately, Dylan LeBlanc won 7-5. But I was really proud of Felix and how he fought. And then in third singles, Billy Ackerman, who's a freshman, had a wonderful comeback in the second set. He won the first set 6-4 and came back. He was down 1-4 and then 2-5 and came out and won the second set 7-5. So Billy has a win for us in third singles, and he's only a freshman, and he is up against a senior. In fact, all of Beverly players were upperclassmen except for the first doubles. Federico is an Italian exchange student, and he's a junior, I believe.
And how about the doubles? Tell me more about that.
Yeah, in doubles, again, we've got a really young team. We've got two freshmen who play first doubles for us, Dan Litvak, who's actually Felix's little brother, and David Grenadier. And they have been phenomenal. They're real players. And they unfortunately started a little slowly and came up against a solid team. Again, Colin Oliver and Federico. I'm not sure how to pronounce his last name, but so they had a good match, 6-2, 6-3 loss, but Dan and Dave have been have had an undefeated record, I think, in first doubles in the league. And in second doubles, we had Sam Orenstein and Garrett Tully, who are two juniors who are also captains, and they cruised 6-0, 6-1. So they were our second win. It came down to actually four really close matches, and it just went Beverly's way, but they well deserved.
Yeah, and I guess it was tied at the end, 2-2, and then the final deciding match was played, and or the results came in from that final match, and that was it. What now? You will wait for state tournament kind of information now?
Correct. We actually play not only our league matches, 14 league matches, but we also had fill the schedule with six non-league matches. So going into the states, we've definitely qualified, but we are 13-7 overall. We've played some really tough non-league matches, which we do on purpose to try to toughen us up for days like today. Unfortunately, it didn't go our way. But anyway, we're hoping that that'll help us in states. The cutoff is May 30th, and then we'll find out who we play.
So do I have that right? That would you have lost all of your non-league matches then? Does that sound right?
Yeah.
Okay. Well, and that's the way to do it, to be honest with you. You know, to play as tough a schedule as possible, and you can control the non-league schedule. So, yeah.
Right. I was really impressed with Beverly today. They really played well. We've played St. John's Prep and BC High, who were state champs a couple years ago. We've played some really tough schools, non-league, and Latin Academy. We went down to Dorchester to play them, and so it's been fun, and we've had a really good season, even our losses were close. And this one could have gone either way. It went Beverly's way.
Hey, I know a coach would, you know, end of the day, you want to see growth, you want to see improvement. And on your team, is there a player or a team, a doubles team or something or other, that really made the kind of progress that you either hoped for or maybe didn't expect this year? So sort of a surprise or something?
Well, honestly, I always tell the kids I just want to see fight out there. And I was so impressed today with Felix Litvak coming back in that second set. So impressed with Billy Ackerman. He had a tough loss against Gloucester earlier in the week, and he just came through. And that's really what you want. You want to see them work for every point till the end of the match.
All right, Elizabeth, is there anything else about Marblehead tennis that I didn't ask you about that you think you'd like to share at this time?
Well, we're working. Several of the parents are very enthusiastic about replacing or fixing at least the cracks in the courts at the high school, and they're in pretty bad shape. And so, several of the parents of the boys' team and a few of the girls' teams are going to try to do a tennis fundraiser this summer to get some funds to actually get the course in decent shape. They've already Boosters has already paid for 5 new nets, so we're very grateful to Marblehead Boosters for that.
Well, that's great. Well, that's obviously worthwhile stuff for sure. And well, Elizabeth, congratulations to you and the team for really a strong season this year. Best of luck in the tournament. And you know, it sounds like it was a great match today over in Beverly. And thanks so much for coming on and talking with us about Marblehead boys tennis.
Sure thing.
Elizabeth Folkel with us, the boys tennis coach at Marblehead High School, with us here on MSO News Sports.